is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035. 1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd also like to welcome back my co-host tonight, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Lynn, it's great to have you back on today. We're going to be talking about the question of the week. As we know, Valentine's Day has passed now, but we did want to touch upon this topic. We had a social media question about how do you celebrate Valentine's Day with your child with autism? Also about how does the child express love? And if you have an older child with autism, or even a higher functioning child, do they show any interest in members of the opposite sex? Also, does your child bring home a craft or something they made at school? Can he say, I love you to you? Do you give your child any candy or any other goodies to celebrate? And also, you know, basically we asked families what did they ended up doing with their family and their loved ones with their child with autism and if they enjoyed and understood the holiday. So I know you had a lot of responses to this question. You know, Valentine's Day, Lynn, you know, it can mean a couple of different things. They say Valentine's Day or Friendship Day. A lot of times schools will refer that to it. And it's supposed to be a day to, you know, help celebrate friendship and love. You know, and a lot of kids on the autism spectrum, you know, can remember how difficult it is for them to make or keep friends. And a lot of autistic kids have, you know, have a lot of trouble, you know, they're very hardwired, like, differently when it comes to a lot of the social cues and, you know, humorous things. A lot of times they're very blind to body language. They may not understand any idioms or any, you know, social behavior that they might not understand. And it's, you know, in regular society, I guess it's deemed as normal, some behaviors, but a lot of children with autism don't understand a lot of those cues. You know, and it's very hard for them. And, you know, Valentine's Day for many adults can also be riddled with a lot of problems too. There's a lot of high expectations. You know, it could be a letdown for some of them. For many people, it can be a lot of fun or even a silly holiday, with a lot of promises of fancier average meals, gifts, tokens of affection. And children with autism, you know, are all different as people are very typically share a lot of sensory issues and a lot of socialization struggles. So what we wanted to do was tap into the autism community to get some feedback. So Lynn, why don't you share with us some of the comments for some of our listeners?
Okay. A variety here. We got somebody said we give our child a box of candy or a stuffed animal. My son likes to make me something at school every year. Somebody said, I know my son too, Michael, always... So when he was little, he came home with crafts. This year, he came home with a little bag of treats from his teacher, which was sweet. Somebody said, yes, absolutely, my child knows love, understands love. Next person said, my son used to bring home stuff from school when he was younger. He tells my husband and I that he loves us constantly. Now, this is, I think, a higher-functioning child, obviously. My son is not a candy person at all, so I make him a heart-shaped chocolate chip cookies on Valentine's Day. We go out to eat on Valentine's Day. We only eat out a few times a year, and that is Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversary, New Year's Eve, and July 4th. If we go out of town, we don't cook the night before. My daughter puts her kisses me. She puts her head on my head, says mommy, and smiles, and that's how she expresses love to me, somebody said. Next person said, I really keep everything to the bare minimum for all of the holidays. My son overstimulates very easily. So it just shows the variety. Every kid is really different. Next one is a little higher functioning. My son wanted a PS4 headset, so I got him that and a stuffed animal and a card. Then I made dinner and a cake, and his best friend came over for a bit. He said he had a really good Valentine's Day. So that was...
Wow. That's a big big gift for Valentine's Day.
I'm trying to think what... I don't even know what a PS4 has.
Yeah, no, that's a nice gift. I mean, you know, some people I know for Valentine's Day, they get some pretty big gifts. I know somebody was telling me they bought their wife a car for Valentine's Day. I'm like, wow. I'm like, that's a pretty big gift.
Wow. So. I always tell the story. It never meant anything to me. I got engaged on Valentine's Day, so now it always has a special meaning to me. But before that, it really didn't have any of a significant thing in my life. It was a big Hallmark, you know, it's a big Hallmark holiday.
Well, it is,
You know, yeah. But, I mean, that, you know, now it's like 20 years ago is when I got engaged on Valentine's Day, so that's always a reminder because the ring was in the heart, so... my daughter also said, the sibling should make a card, for the autistic, a typical sibling should make a card for the autistic, sibling. And then that's about all the responses that I got. I didn't really get that many responses. It is interesting, though, if you notice the variety. Some of them, you know, are not able to verbalize, but I think our kids do know love. Talking from the severe side, like Michael will say, he used to say, I love you, but he can't say it anymore. But he will say, like, I'll say, you know I love you, and he'll say, yeah, which is really cute. Like, he'll answer me right away, yes, which is, like, I know he understands totally that I love him. And sometimes I'll say to him, I love you, and he'll try to say it back to me, and I'll say, I love you so much, or whatever, and he'll just say, I la la la, and I know he's trying to say I love you, which is really sweet. You know, it touches my heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
So sweet.
You know, one of the great things, I know a lot of the schools, special needs schools, they do a big thing in the classrooms for Valentine's Day, and all the kids do the little cards, and they give them little candies, and they really do a nice little thing. They make some projects, some things to bring home for mom or for their dad, and it's really cute how they do all that. And a lot of these schools, they really go out of their way to make it special for these kids that have special needs, and try to embrace the holidays as best as we can, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they try to make it, and I know, like, my husband usually picks up candy for the kids, whether or not Michael understands, you know, if that it is a holiday or not, I'm not sure, but I think the last couple of years he's been bringing home usually candy for both kids, so I think eventually Michael will get, you know, I don't know if when he was really little we did this, but we've been doing it the last couple of years, so he could get something that...
Yeah, as a dad, I actually go and get candy. Obviously, I get something for my wife, I get something for my daughter, and I get something for my son, too, and so everybody's included on the holiday, and something I've been doing forever, you know, and just every holiday I've done that, you know. So
right.
It's
yeah,
nice.
That's kind of what we do too. And it was funny because Michael's not really a candy per se. Like most kids, it's funny because most kids like chocolate. And a lot of people that I talk to of autistic children say, you know, their kids love candy and they have to watch the chocolate. And Michael's never been a candy type of kid. He really doesn't really even like candy. So Gary had to go out special and get him Skittles. He likes Skittles.
Like
the typical, you know, candy that most kids like, or most.
I love Skittles, so he's definitely definitely takes after me because that's like my favorite candy. I love Starburst, and to me, the flavors are very similar. The problem with Starburst, and people are going to laugh, is that the wrappers take too long to get off, and I can't eat them fast enough.
Michael used to love those, Starburst. Actually, they're bad for your teeth, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they're terrible. I mean, I'm like Mr. Health, but I definitely have my weaknesses, and that's one of them, is I love Skittles and Starburst. They're just loaded with sugar.
The two that I can't stand, so I'm fine with it, with Gary bringing that home for Michael.
Oh, yeah, you won't touch them, huh? Yeah. Yeah, my wife either. She doesn't like chocolate is her thing, and I think that's most women love chocolate, too.
I'm not even like a big candy person myself. Gary actually bought me a brownie this year because he's like, I know you don't like chocolate, so I just got you a brownie.
Yeah.
I'm not a big brownie. You know, Michael actually has similar taste to me with that. He'll have like a soft... everything is texture with him, you know, with sensory, with food. He's been actually stemming off of this food lately. We had a discussion about that. It's been a big problem, but it's a mess if you give him like a brownie or anything with frosting or, oh, God, what a nightmare. But, yeah, he likes like soft. Like if you buy cookies and they're hard, he won't eat them. But if you buy cookies and they're soft or freshly baked, I'm like that. I like very soft, you know.
So he likes chewy cookies, like gooey.
Yeah, not really necessarily, but just sort of like newly baked, you know, like fresh tasting stuff. I like muffins, and Michael too. He'll go to town on muffins, brownies, cake, anything like really. He goes crazy. Like that's his weakness, and that's my weakness. I can't have anything like that in the house, or I go to town. Like, forget it. I don't know. That's my thing. You know, everybody has their thing, I guess.
Of course, absolutely. Everybody has their favorites and their little remembrance of holidays, and I think that's one great thing about holidays is a lot of people like to reminisce about their childhood, and everybody has a moment of their childhood that they really remember well, whether it's good or bad. And you know, most people do have at least one good memory of one holiday, and they keep that with them forever, you know. And I remember, you know, doing the little heart candies. I don't know what they call them. It kind of reminded me of the Necco wafers, which to me, I didn't like really the taste of them, although I used to eat them.
The sweethearts.
And they had the things, and I used to give them to the girls when I was in like first grade. One would say, "Be my Valentine," or "Be mine," or something. I don't know. And you open the package and you give them out, and all the girls would giggle and stuff like that. I remember.
Oh,
so
cute.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I remember. It's funny because nowadays it's so politically correct. I mean, in the typical schools, and probably in the autistic schools too, I'm sure all the kids get, you know, like I know with Amanda, with her class, I mean, all the kids have to give it to all the kids. You can't give it to just certain kids. You can't give it to just your friends. You have to give it to the whole class, which I think is actually better than when we were growing up, and you could just give it to your friends.
Well, because kids get isolated then. Some people won't get anything, and then they feel bad, and that's the whole point.
Now they have it where you have to give it to everybody, you know, so... Right. She was upset this year. She had to give it to some boy she doesn't like or something.
Oh,
I don't know. She's like laughing. But it's kind of nice. But yeah, Michael came home with the package, and I felt bad because I don't know what happened, but maybe I was sick or something. I would have usually I send in actually as a parent. I know it might be an idea for other parents. I usually, if I like the aides and I like the teacher, I usually send in like a big candy heart, and I say for the aides and for the class, you know, staff to enjoy or something like that. I usually send in something, but I don't know what happened this year. I was so discombobulated, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, just to, you know, I always try to show them some appreciation. I mean, if you like the teacher and you like the aide, they really, if they go above and beyond, you know, it's nice to feel, I think as a teacher, daughter of two teachers, they like to feel appreciated, especially our kids. They work very hard with our kids. You know, it's a hard job to work.
It is. It is a very hard job. Absolutely.
And I think also the repetition for him, or for a severe kid, even any kid on the spectrum, if you do the same thing year after year, I think eventually he'll get it, you know?
They do, absolutely.
It's Valentine's Day, you know? He might not know the name of it, but he's like, okay, on this day I get candy or something, or, you know, whatever. Because I remember when he was little and Hanukkah, we didn't even try, but we just kept saying lights. Hanukkah means lights, you know, and that's it. You know, that was the beginning, just lighting the, you know, we showed him the menorah, there's the lights. And then after a couple of years, you know, presents and light. And now he totally gets it, you know. So, I mean, it's just like starting with little things and progressing. It was an interesting spectrum there of the higher ones, you know, hanging out with their friends, and getting big gifts. The little ones who just kind of express that they love, you know, their parents and that, you know, I didn't get anything about whether they're interested in members of the opposite sex or not. That I didn't get any response to. So, I know there are a couple of my friends I know someone who went to a dance and with a boy, and she's on the lower end of the spectrum, but they did have like a little dance, so that's cute. I don't know if Michael's school does anything like that, but I don't, you know, I think he's got all boys in his class anyway, so I don't know. But that was Valentine's Day.
That's cool. I mean, it's good stuff, and you know, we like hearing obviously from all the listeners, and we want to thank you guys for participating in that, and we'll be doing a question of the week every week, and Lynn has some great questions coming up for you guys, so be sure to keep a lookout for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I love hearing from everybody, and I appreciate all the input. Some of the groups are really supportive of me and Autism Radio, and they really enjoy listening to our show, and actually people were asking me, when are you doing the Valentine's Day show? They were so excited to hear it, so people like to hear different stories from other...
Well, relevant topics, too. I think that's, you know, these are real topics that aren't always talked about too often either, you know, so...
Right.
So it's good stuff. We also want to make sure that, don't forget, we have March 22nd coming up for the Pamper Me event. Lynn Glukoff will be the honoree for the Pamper Me Honoring Mothers of Children with Autism event coming up. So be sure to join us with that. Also, we have a contest going on right now, which Hope Saves the Day, the song that I wrote for Jonathan. We put it out there. We actually got one entry already, which we'll be sharing pretty soon on the air. Basically took the song, the words, exact words. We're not allowed to change the words, but you could change the melody, the music, anything you wanted to do with the song and recreate your own version of it. And we were picking the top three and playing it on our show once we get the top three. So we have a couple entries that were sent in so far. So we're waiting for more coming in. So it's going to be exciting. And I have one that was sent to me, it was sent to me last night, as a matter of fact. It actually is the music teacher at my brother's son's school. And he wrote a version of Hope Saves the Day. And it's pretty awesome, guys. So we'll definitely be playing that song for you guys and let you listen to it. See what you think. You know, it's just getting a different perspective on my words that I wrote for my son and for the autism community. So we want you guys to check it out and call in and vote on it and see which song you wanted to win. You know, so we're going to pick the top three and we'll play them on the air and people get some great airtime on the radio show. So we're excited to be able to bring that to you.
Great.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I mean, I'll definitely be playing. The next song will be coming up to end the show, and I'll let everybody know that when we play it, of course, on the air. But most importantly, we want to let everybody know that we have coming up. The big thing is our casino night, guys. We have a big, big casino night coming up. It's at the Bethwood. It's 38 Lackawanna Avenue in Totowa, New Jersey. It's Friday, September 18th, guys, from 7 to 11 p.m. It's going to be a great, great event. Remember, this is going to help our programs, including our swimming lessons for children with autism and also that compete in Special Olympics as Team Hope, plus purchasing our iPads for the iPad for Autism program with our special apps for low-income families, and also our partner, great partner, Project Lifesaver, that we buy the ID bracelets to help track lost children with special needs, and also our therapeutic horseback riding program to provide horseback riding lessons for children and many other things that we do. We actually had a mom the other day who needed a attorney, and we paid for the retainer for her to get a special needs attorney. So, you know, these are just one of many different things that we've done. And, you know, without your support, you know, we're not possible to be able to do these things. So we need your support. We're looking for sponsorships for the casino night. We're going to have a big blast going out there. So be sure, if you have a business or if you know somebody that has a business, you know, please, you know, any amount, guys, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, thousands of dollars. It could be a $100 donation, you know, so, and every little bit helps. So be sure to help us out and look for that great event and start telling your friends and plan a great date night out on September 18th. It's going to be a great night to go out and feel like you're in Las Vegas in New Jersey. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to it. We're having a great DJ, music, food, includes open bar with premium drinks too, which is a big thing. And we also have some rooms reserved at the Holiday Inn right next door to the hotel, Bethwood. There's a hotel right across the street, and we have a whole block of rooms that are available there for you. So if you don't want to drive home, we have a shuttle bus that's going to and from the Bethwood. So you don't even have to drive at all. So you can go right from the Bethwood straight to your bed. So, we want to make sure you guys are aware, too, you know, to get this out there. If you have any singers out there, you know, Sing for Hope contest for millions of people with autism in the community. This contest is going to be huge, guys. So, like I said, we just put this out there on Facebook, really haven't promoted it too much, and we already have quite a few responses. I already have one song in my hands. It's kind of like a little bit like a Green Day rendition of Hope Saves the Day. It's pretty cool. So I know you guys will like that. So be sure to, try to get this to us by April 30th is the cutoff. I know we say it's for Autism Awareness Month, but it's actually just for the before the end of the month of April. So, you could be the next star, guys. We could make you a star. Because remember, this is going to go out on over 38 FM stations throughout the country. So you're going to get a lot of airtime, and your song will be played every episode on Hope Saves the Day. So be sure to be a part of it. So, Lynn, we're looking forward to next week. And of course, March is right around the corner. Can't believe it.
Yeah.
We know it, you're going to be speaking as an honoree for the Autism Mom community. So, hopefully,
very excited for me.
You're going to have a lot of support, a lot of support for you there and all your journey that you've been on, that you've shared with everyone. And now they're going to celebrate you. So we're very excited for you. And
thank you.
All of us will be there from Autism Radio. Pretty much the whole group. I think just one of us will be missing actually that night. And he may even show up too. But everybody is coming out. And we're going to support Lynn and also be there to meet all our fans too. So if anybody wants to stop by and say hello, we'll all be there from Autism Radio, myself included. So be sure to stop by our booth. So we'll have a booth set up there. We have a really cool T-shirt that's coming out, and they'll be available at the event, and also our great Autism Radio pins that we had created, which will be available too. We're actually going to do a package deal where you buy a shirt, you get a pin. So it's a great, great way to donate. At the same time, it's a great, have a great piece of Autism Radio and become a part of our community and show you're proud of our organization out there, and you know who Autism Radio is. So we're excited about that. So Lynn, we got a lot of stuff going on. It's a busy time of the year now.
Well, I also want to mention actually coming up just locally, I am doing a autism awareness seminar April 22nd also, but we've got time, but I just wanted to bring it up.
And where's that going to be at, Lynn?
That's at the Mahwah Public Library.
Okay, so we'll be able to get that out there. We'll definitely post that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to join Lynn at the public library in Mahwah. So that'll be great. So we'll mm-hmm. definitely be talking about that soon for sure. And that's about all we have time for this week. And we want to thank everyone again for continued support here on the program on Autism Radio and also our show, Hope Saves the Day. And be sure to go to autismradio.org and make a donation today and make a difference in the autism community with our slogan of 2015 is Be the Change, guys. That's our big slogan for this year. And like I said, our T-shirts are going to be made. It'll be the Change T-shirts, which will be available our first event of March the 22nd. And so you'll be able to pick one up there and also order them online on our website. So be sure to go to autismradio.org. And if you have any questions or anything you'd like to add, be sure to email us at questions@autismradio.org. And also, don't forget our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. If you want to leave a message of hope or share an inspirational story with us, be sure to use our line. So that's all the time we have for this week. And we'd like to thank everyone again for the continued support here on the program. Wish everybody a wonderful week. And remember, until next time, everyone, hope saves the day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day.